that there were multiple residents on the property. And in our staff's investigation, we found out that Ms. Bartels has removed everything but one residence off the property. And the reason she is wanting to put the larger double wide in there, she's going to move into that and then use the smaller residence for, I think we talked about family pretty much.
Okay. Ms. Bartels, can you step up, please? Since you're the applicant. If you can just state your name and address, and then what I'd like to know is find out what it is you're planning on doing.
Okay. Barbara Bartels, my residence is at 4 ACR 33 North 3351, Vernon, Arizona. It will be for my use to live.
Okay, so the new one is going to be for your residence, the new mobile home, and then the other one's going to be a guest house. You said it's 600 square foot?
Yes.
Commissioners have any questions, Ms. Bartels? Brett?
Do you plan on using the existing one as rental or just family visit?
Oh, just for my family. Friends.
Thank you. It was hopefully painless. Mr. Fish?
Staff recommends approval with no conditions.
Very good. At this point, during the public hearing, is there anybody in the audience that wants to have address this particular issue? Okay, I see none. We're going to now close this public hearing. Commissioners, it's time to consider item number 6, conditional use permit to allow Barbara Bartels to place that 2023-24x48 manufactured home on her acre and keeping the 600 square foot home on the property. What is your preference?
Make a motion to
to approve?
To approve.
Any second?
Second.
Both Brads? He was first. Okay. Any further discussion? I see none. Let me just ask for a call for the question. Excuse me. Yeah, call for the question.
Call for the question.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Hearing none? Any abstentions? Unanimous. Thank you. Item number 7. Another public hearing in consideration and possible recommendation for approval of a conditional use permit application to allow Jean, oh my God.
Bagelback.
Thank you.
Bagelback.
To place 2 additional park models and fire pits during her 3.48 acre parcel in Hidden Paradise Annex subdivision to be used as guest homes for family and friends, and also some seasonal paying guests from April to November. Our property is located with the property number 10626003D. Mr. Fish.
Staff has been to the property multiple times. Has taken pictures. Pictures are there. As far as ingress and egress, it is approximately, her lot is approximately 200 yards off of the US 61. It's just a straight shot over the hill. You can see from the pictures. It is an unmaintained road, so her road's not as good a shape as Miss Ives, but it was fine. I was there after a pretty substantial rainstorm the night before. I believe the Vernon area got about an inch and a half of rain. I didn't have any issues getting in and out of her property, driving into her property, driving around. Also, while I was there hanging signs, it was raining pretty hard. You can see from some of the pictures, you can see some of the raindrops. There was no issues there. In the meantime, staff, when we sent out letters and we put public notices up, we failed to be specific about the fire pits. In my report, I talk a little bit about the fire pits. Ms. Janine has said that they would just be above ground propane fire pits. She would have fire extinguishers on hand. That was fine with the local fire marshal, but some of the folks had some questions about whether those would be in ground wood fire pits. Was she going to have some things like that? And then just recently, as of Tuesday, October 4th, I think all of you we've shared this letter with you, where there was some